Les bas noirs, Black Stocking, 1899, Musée des Beaux-Arts de Bordeaux. This scene takes us into the studio apartment Pierre Bonnard occupied on Rue de Douai in Paris at the turn of the 20th century. More than mere backdrop, the interior here becomes a true subject of the painting. The eye discovers a warm, intimate room. The walls are covered in a wallpaper with a cross-hatched pattern in ochre-yellow tones that casts a soft light over the whole composition. Around the model, Bonnard carefully arranges a few familiar pieces of furniture: a wide armchair, a delicate shelf, an imposing dark wardrobe. Every element helps create a space that is both real and decorative. At the center of the scene, a woman is absorbed in her toilette. Seated, she pulls on a black stocking. This simple gesture becomes a true subject of the painting. Her silhouette stands out against the decor through the contrast between her pale skin and the deeper tones of her clothing. The black stockings draw the eye in particular, introducing a note of elegance and contributing to the scene's intimate, even sensual dimension. Unlike other depictions of Marthe, Bonnard's companion, this figure appears more solidly built, with a rounder face and a stronger physical presence. The painter was not seeking a faithful portrait, but rather a feminine presence integrated into the overall harmony of the composition. What stands out above all is the way Bonnard balances figure and setting. The wallpaper patterns, the furniture, and the paintings on the wall occupy nearly as much importance as the model herself. As an heir to the Nabi movement, he retained a taste for decorative surfaces while developing a style of painting increasingly attuned to light and depth. The space seems to vibrate under the effect of color. Ochres, browns, blacks, and lighter touches intertwine to create a hushed atmosphere. The everyday becomes a pretext for an exploration of color, intimacy, and modern life. In Bonnard's hands, even the most ordinary scene becomes a rich and subtle visual experience.